Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, it all kicks off on Monday morning. It is another Rugby League football jumper auction, signed, framed and boxed, we have for you this year to choose from, and some fantastic ones as well. And most importantly, all the money that is raised goes to the Lions Club of Orange and specifically their charity, Give Me Change for Kids, which in turn buys equipment for the children's ward here at the Orange Base Hospital. And joining me in the studio, it's Graham Eggleston from the Lions Club of Orange. Good morning to you once again.
Good morning, Neil.
Mate, these are absolutely beautiful, these jumpers that you've selected, hand-selected, dare I say.
They were hand-selected, yes.
My word. All right, let's start with this one. On Monday morning, I'm going to be auctioning off the Para Legends jumper. Tell us about this.
Well, that is the Parramatta Eels, and it's got players such as Ken Thornett. It's got all the really good players from the 80s. It's got some earlier. Jack Gibson, Barry Rushworth. Now, Barry did come from Lithgow originally.
Is that right?
Yeah. Ron Lynch, Peter Wynn, Ray Price. All those good players of the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, Kenny Sterling are on there as well. My word, they are. Steve Edge, some big, big names there. Keith Gersbach, is that a relation to the Central West?
I'll have to ask them when I go back to the village.
Yeah, well, somebody will ring me, no doubt, 133-53 and let us know. That is Monday morning Para Legends. Now, Tuesday of next week, this one is huge. It's the 1986 Kangaroo Tour, the return of the Invincibles.
Yes, now you might remember with this one the Kangaroo Tour before this one in 1986 came back undefeated and they said it couldn't be done again. Well, they did with the 1986 team.
Great Britain and France, and they went and toweled them right up. Some big names here.
Yes, we've got Martin Bella. There's Greg Alexander, who's is involved a lot with the NRL at the moment. Noel Cleal, Crusher Cleal, Greg Dowling, Paul Dunn, Ben Elias, Steve Folks, Brett Kenny, Des Hasler. I hope he has more luck than he's having at the moment because he's a he's a pretty good coach. Gary Jack, there's Terry Lamb, Wally Lewis, Bob Linder, Mal Meninga, Gene Miles, Chris Mortimer, one of our locals, Brian Niebling, Michael O'Connor, Steve Roach, Dale Shearer, Royce Simmons, Paul Sirenen, Peter Sterling, Don Ferner.
Reasonable sort of team.
Yeah.
That's right. They were the 1986 Kangaroo Tour, the Return of the Invincibles, this one's called. It is personally and individually signed by these players. It is framed. It is beautiful. You'll be able to make it yours on Tuesday. And, of course, we're getting pretty close to Christmas, so all you Bulldogs fans, there is a Bulldog Legends jumper here. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is the Bulldogs Legends jumper. Has such players as George Paponis, Terry Lamb, George Talforth, Nev Charlton, Kevin Ryan. Now, Kevin was with St George for a fair while.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call him Cement. And if you see him play football, you know why. Steve Mortimer, so it's got the Mortimers on it. Steve Price.
Steve Folks is on there. Another big name,
Jeff Robinson,
Andrew Farrer, great football player.
Greg Brentnell, David Gillespie, Mark O'Mealy, Andrew Farrer, John Greaves, Chris Anderson, Mark Bugden, Peter Kelly.
Yeah, plenty of big names on there as well. And that is Wednesday. Then on Thursday, this one's big. I know there's plenty of diehard St. George fans who love their Red V. 1979 Premiers.
Yes, you might recall last year we had the 1977 Premiers, so we're not mixing them up. But this had notable fellows like Craig Young, Tony Trudgett, Mitch Brennan, Brian Johnson, Graham Wynn, Steve Morris, Bruce Starkey, Graham Quinn, Rod Reddy, Steve Edge. So there we are, quite a team.
Well, and you don't think you could beat these, but I'll tell you what we do have on the Friday of next week is probably something that will be fetching quite a bit of money. This is the signed frame 2022 Penrith Premiership squad and went back to back.
Yes, it's actually in a display box, this one. And so, therefore, it is very, very unique in that regard. And they've done it that way so that if you want that jumper and buy it, you can put it in your trophy cabinet or you can hang it on the wall, do whatever you like. I did ask them about that because people have asked questions as to why it has not got a frame for a particular purpose so that it gives the buyer greater freedom to work out where he wants to put it.
Yeah, I mean, and don't take anything away from the box. It's absolutely beautiful when it opens up. It's got the certificate of authenticity and all the names on one side, and the other side, the box is not, the jersey's nicely presented within that box. So absolutely beautiful. You can make that yours, ladies and gentlemen, next Friday on the show. All the money going to, as I say, the Children's Ward at the Orange Health Service via the Lions Club of Orange Charity, which has Give Me Change for Kids. Mate, fantastic. And, of course, just weeks away from Christmas we are now, so it's perfect.
Yes, yes. And one of the things that we have to discuss at some stage, we might, around the start of the rugby season like we did last year, have another one. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, if you can help us out, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through to Friday, and get onto our Triple M Facebook page, you'll be able to find pictures of all these signed, framed footy jumpers up there. Graeme Eggleston, always a pleasure, mate. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Neil.